Parshas Vayera has in itself a lot of inyanim, but one inyan that is specifically miyuchah to the parsha is tefillah. The Medrash Tanchuma, who a lot of times starts an inyan with a general halachic issue that's negeah to the parsha in a general way, the Tanchuma's derech is a lot of times to bring a sort of halachic nekudas here and there, built around the Akhada. The Tanchuma declares how many tefillas. He starts out the parsha by how many brachas is a person supposed to daven every day in Shemoneh Esrei, and the Tanchuma darshens it in terms of where we know it from. The same Lamud in the Gemara brings, but Lamaisi, you see that the Hakdama to the parsha is a Hakdama of tefillah. The first tefillah that you find in the Torah that is shayach to someone else, to somebody davening for somebody else and not davening for himself specifically, is the tefillah of Avraham Avinu for Stein. And it's something that needs hesba in terms of the tochen and the tachlis and so on. Let's start with the pasuk here. It says, "Vashem ama hamechasani me'Avraham asheni oiseh." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I can't hide from Avraham what I'm going to do, because the Avraham hoye yiel legol v'otzum v'nivchu by kol ge'aretz ki datu man shetzaves bona v'speis ha'achrov v'shomeder Hashem," and so on. So the whole hakdama over here is a little bit of a strange hakdama. It's very not clear what's the taina of amechasani me'Avraham. So some Rashi brings down the Chazal that it's kilu b'chinas gzeila. I promised Avraham that I would give him all the aratzis, and here I'm taking away, I'm destroying some of these krachim. So it's kilu not right without telling Avraham. Or the other Chazal, that the children are Avram's children also. Avram is called Avamain Goyim, and therefore I must tell the father. That is the general sense of the pasuk. The hemshech of it is less easy to understand, because the Chazal say just a b'china of when you mention a tzaddik, you mevarach him. Once I'm talking about Avram hayelagay gadol v'atzenuch bekol ge'aretz. In other words, it doesn't have to be part of the reason why Kaddish Baruch Hu chas from Avram. Rather, it's just a tangential with taking off an Avram. But al kopanim, we want to try to understand what is the time of mechasan me'Avram. And Chazal over here say another hezva. The Chazal say that in the pasuk for Yigash Dava Acha, the reason to Tanchuma Dava Acha kidei lelamed aleim schus shenema v'Hashem ama mechasani. So Tanchuma says another reason that he wanted tefillah, which actually was going to be the hemshich further on, as immediately as he started davening. So Lemaisa, the inyan over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Avraham to daven is reminiscent very much by Moshe Rabbeinu, that it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Hanichali v'chaleim, and he picked up the cue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Hanichali is a Hanichali is means that I have a Pesach, and he immediately was misfal. So you see that there are two in Yonim over here, there are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, two major events that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deemed it necessary to bring a Churban on the world, where Klal Yisrael or them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted people to be misfollowed. And it's a very, very strange, it's one of the things that's very vexing, understanding Manashach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shev Kalatz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machlit, that listen, that's the end. They don't deserve another chance. He's going to destroy them. So why is he inviting the argument of Avram? If Avram has a taina, then Avram's taina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have considered. Mela Basav Adam, it makes a lot of sense. I reach a certain decision. I know that I have a lot of blind spots and my thinking might be off. So I run it by two or three or four people and I say, tell me what you think about it. That's the Basav Adam. It's a very normal hugger. But Avram Avin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the whole Bezin goes down. And the Bezin sees Kaviyochel, in other words, Bedarke Mishpat, it is all right. They deserve to be destroyed. So Hakatzakosa Nasa Kala and finished. So what is he waiting from Avram? So Avram will bother him with the tefillah, and the tefillah wasn't effective anyway. And it's not to say, fine, Hakadosh Baruch Hu loves the tefillah and it's important for the tzaddik to daven and it's a good meisim. But it's not satisfying understanding where the hashgacha lies in that. And the same thing by the door of Dora Midbar with Chet HaEgel. So there was also an Indian Kilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it wasn't Skyim, it says it would be Yom Pakarati, but Lemaisa, the tefillah did work a little bit, but also it seems HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just a side thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mr. Abit, Philosophus Tzadikim, Chazal say that by the Yam, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for a collective tefillah Klai Yisrael. But here we're talking about in Yanim of one person specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted should raise the banner tefillah. And in both those cases, it was about somebody else, not about themselves. They were outsiders. And it's Vadovaza Oimer Darshani. It's something that really needs an understanding. It also, in a wider sense, what was the purpose of Avram's tefillah? There's a Mishnah that says that the world is nidon, b'tuvayim nidon, v'hakol lefi rov ha'maisa. That it is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed that you go basarayim. So a person, b'emes, every avera should cause chas v'shalom misa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made with us, and he goes basarayim ha'maisa. But that's it. There's rov ha'maisim is what decrees the world. That's Darkei Mishpat. Darkei Mishpat is that if it's right mitzvahs, it's machriya, and that's that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpat was that stone was overwhelming the Yishayim. And Avram goes around saying, wasn't there 10 or 20 or whatever that to save the door? What Mahalchei Mishpat are there? Derech Agav, I just want to, people say about Avram Avinu that he was such a male association that even cared for the Shoyim. That's not precise. Avram Avinu was a spal b'schus of the tzaddikim. But the tefillah was for the tzaddikim, he should save the rest. But Eich Shaloyia, he's coming with tainus to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'af tispet tzaddikim rasha. Shevik kol aretz chalila mucha shevik also yaseh mishpat. Where is the tainat HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That is Darkei Mishpat. That already is a hatava that you don't go bust the kulei tzaddik as long as rave is enough. So where's the tainat on the mid over here? There's also interesting Chazal that says that Eov had the same taina, but it says Eov bol or paga. Eov used the same taina wrongly. You know, Chazal's derech understanding of Eov is that his tainas were not quite right, but in klali, you know, that's the sense of the psukim that his taina. And Eov says a similar pasuk. He says Tam af Rasha, I think he says Yichle, both a Tam and a Rasha you'll destroy, and in the Mashmos over there is that he said it as a statement against HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom, whereas Avram said Ha'af Tispesachim Rasha. So where exactly, in other words, Avram was also tiny. I mean, they're both tiny, you should not do it. According to Avram, at the end of the day, they were destroyed. Everything was destroyed. So what's the... Also, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an area that for us has wider ramifications, in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a lot of times we ask Adam for things, and most of the things don't pan out, they don't help. Most of the chaylim don't make it, most of dinyanim, we're not answered. And at some point, there's a certain sense of ki'ilu, what's the point of it? One more nekuda. There's another struggle in understanding tefillah. Hashem Yishraim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits b'mroimim, and he fears the veld. V'ara sasam v'adam, this is the world of Maisa. A person is supposed to be l'avdol l'shamra, a person is v'asafta s'gonecha, a person is supposed to do mitzvahs. It's the world of doing and action and so on and so forth. The world of tefillah seems to be afkar from it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says v'asafta s'gonecha, and I'm being mispalled for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says v'rapi rapi melamed mikan rishus l'reifi l'rapis, and we're tossing it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course the answer is HaKadosh Shmaya, fine, those two are fine. But b'chol zeis, in the world of tefillah, we seem to be abdicating our Meisim. We're supposed to do, we're supposed to work, we're supposed to struggle, and we toss it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Seems to be some hafka over here and so on. So let's get a little bit into Inyan. So the Tanchuma, when he starts out the parasha, he starts this parasha here. He speaks about where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Hamechasa ni Avram. So it goes into a whole lengthy description of Torah Shebikhtav is Begolui and Torah Shebalpeh is Behester. Torah Shebikhtav, you're not allowed to learn Balpeh. Torah Shebalpeh, you're not allowed to write Bikhtav. And the general reason is that there is a chelek of the Bria that's called Tamir, that's called Hester, and that's given over to Tzadikim only. So Klal Yisrael, Umas Ha'olam have Torah Shebikhtav, because Torah Shebikhtav is Begolui, and Klal Yisrael has Torah Shebalpeh, which is Behester, and it belongs to Torah, to Klal Yisrael B'davka. That is the whole kind of takeoff that Tanchuma takes off, that is the Inyan Debriya that's Begolui and Behester. The Goli has to stay Begolui, it has to be defined as such. The Hester has to say Behester and so on. And it's sort of a takeoff of the, and it brings also the Pasuk that it says that Hashem is Megala Oizen, the Pasuk in Iyov, that Kadosh Baruch is Megala the Oizen. Tzadikim, that the Akash Baruch reveals Saidus to Tzadikim and so on. That's the general sense of it. And the Pasuk itself tells us, HaMechasa Nim Avram, there is something that is in the world of Hester, and there is something that could have stayed Hester. And Avram has a special inyan to Darish Vinizgalat Avram. In other words, the pasuk by saying Amechasa Nim Avram is telling us there are inyanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechasa from the Bria, like it says Vayayim Hashem Aliboy, that type of inyan, and there are inyanim that are Mezgala, and there are inyanim that normally stay Bekisui except for chosen people, Tzadikim and so on. The inyan of tefillah, is called avoda. It's called avoda shebelev, but it's called avoda. The chelik when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over, the Bria to Adam. So the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Adam is the one who has the mafteach to that chelek of the Bria. Adam is the one who has the ability to do something that chelek of the Bria. Doing something doesn't mean only with your hands and so on. The biggest avoda, the most fundamental avoda, is called bir. In other words, the world is tov and ra. The Gemara says that what is the hallmark of a gadol? How do you determine somebody who's grown up and mature and is a bardas? If egos notel, surah vizorek. If a child knows what to take and what to throw away, it takes a nut, a peanut, it takes, and it throws out away a piece of chaff or something that looks like it, pebble, something that looks like it, and it gets thrown away. That is the sign of a minimal of das. So, avodas Adam. If you're able to ask yourself, what is the first sheirish of avodas Adam? Before the person did something, the aside of his avoda is boyer, is melechas boyer. The person takes in front of him, he has an hour of time now. Selecting the time, saying this is time should be dedicated to learning, this is time should be dedicated towards parnasa, this is time should be dedicated towards Bris Aguf or towards Chesed. That the first determination of Adam is the first nikud of Adam is to be Mevar. In other words, just like it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the animals in front of Adam, and whatever name he gave to it, that became its name. Adam is koveya the metzias of something, which he doesn't create new things. Adam did not have a new. Adam could not have created a tachash. The man diyomer the tachash was a bria chadasha. A person couldn't have been koveya tachash if he decided to make something to a tachash. He knew there was sus in the world. He knew there was a chamor in the world. He knew there was a tzoyin, and he was able to be mevarer which is shayach to sus, which is shayach to chamor, and which is shayach to ish kimi ish l'kocha. That is koyach of Adam. So our first ability is to be able to finger something and to put a nakuda on it, put and say this is for this and so on. Tefillah is that avoida as a first. The first thing a person has to be kaveya is that this is an inyan that needs to that needs something. Before the person got to doing it lamaisa, that's already second stage. The determination that this needs refuah, and this needs bracha, and this needs kibbutz goyos, is a determination of Adam. It's the minute Adam's das. The Gemara asks, the Gemara said they want to be masakin a bracha keneged aminim. And they looked around who could do it until they found Shmuel HaKotan. I mean, what's the problem? I mean, the walls of Shem are plastered with Birchas Aminim. There's no problem with finding Klolos. So what's dig out the Klolos from Kisavoy or from the Mechukoisai and find and list them. The Teretz is Bracha, the Tefillah starts with the Nekuda of trying to figure out Gnoi. What does everything in the world need? More stronger than that, it says by Reb Meir was mispal on these Rishoyim that they should die, and his wife told him that he should be mispal that the Rishos itamu chatoyim v'lo choytim ksiv. So the kiloyim of the chatoyim was not the bracha on the Rishoyim was not a bracha that the Rishoyim should die, because in that case you're missing the boat. You're dumping the baby together with the bathwater. There's no, that's not tefillah. The koyach tefillah is to precisely cut whatever nekuda is toiv and encourage that, and to cut away the nekuda of ra. So real bayer, the Gemara says, when is the zman of Kriyat Shema? The Gemara won't say you can be of Kriyat Shema in the morning. You make a dark wool from white wool. So the Gemara says, well, that's obvious. So the Gemara says, no, it's the white patches in the dark wool. In other words, any time the real malacha of brira that tells you that it's baker is when in the same thing you can pick out what's good from what's bad and be mechalik between them. The need to be mechalik between the ability to be mechalik between that toiv and ra is avodas Adam. And therefore in the tefillah could only be for chatoyim and not for choytim, because in every choyte there's chatoyim and there's a nekuda that's not. There was the avoda of tefillah, and that's why it's a certain type of avoda, and that was most shayach to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's tefillah in the world of nigla, in the world of things as we see them, you can only go basarayv. You can't be done with a miut. So you're done. Everything is the fear of meister. That's the way din works. But Adam's job is to find that miut and to take it out and to give it its mitzius. That the chelek hamiut doesn't become lost with the chelek harayv. That is Avodas Adam of Tefillah. In other words, Tefillah reaches the Nekuda that Hanhaga Benigla can't reach. Hanhaga Benigla reaches a. So let's give a mashal. Let's take it down so that we can understand it. Let's say I make a decision about somebody. This person is right to be marchik for this reason. I'll be right, this person's rove is not good and it should be misrachik. If somebody comes and he's toyin the teivasei and he's toyin for the person's teiva, so the person is not affecting the entire mahalach, but the person is affecting those nekudas. Instead of saying bad, I'm saying bad, but Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet are the kudos that need to somehow be developed because they're toiv. It's matzel those nekudos, which be'emes is the entire person. Let's give a mashal with this, because I mean the language that's used in this forum is about nitzaitzus and so on. I won't take it in an oifen that we can have a shaykh's understand it. You look at a person and you see this person is a very good person. He does a lot of favors, he helps people, he's vibar chesed, but he's got some rough edges to himself. So being that the rave mukhlat is toiv, so I look at him, he's a good person, he's a positive person, he's a tremendous asset, he's very, very important. There's going to be some parts of his mitzias that's going to need it's going to need to work on it, to polish it, and to get rid of it. That is a stakles on a person that's rave type. Sometimes I find a person that the rave it seems to be not good, but I find a few nekudas that are toiv in it. Since we're talking about every nekuda of toiv in the bria has a mitzias and is meant to last and is meant to be, I'm going to have to be able to focus on those nekudas and try to imagine recasting the entire person so that those nekudas stay. Those nekudas are the ones that become the person. Just like there are certain organs, even if they're very diseased, but if you cut out all the disease, the rest of it regenerates around that good one. So I think the liver has the ability to regenerate. Like even from a small piece of liver, you can get a whole good liver. A person, any toiv is nitzchias. Any toiv is completely toiv, and it's bekoicha to be a mitzias. It is a mitzias. It needs a mitzias. And therefore, if I'm able to latch onto those nekudas will become it. So sometimes you find a person who, as a young boy, as a teenager, is completely impassable. In every way, he looks impassable. Something happens to him and he transforms. Years later, you see that 95% of the person is a different person, but it's built around a nekuda that was there before already. The same person who had, you see later, his asmada started with his bikush hachachma, and the mela, it rained in his guf and everything with it. And so on. Different times when you see somebody changes and is a completely different person, is unrecognizable. If you think about it, usually it means that there are, you can look back and see the nekuda or nekudas that are the same, and this really was the key to rebuilding the entire person. That is the koyach of tefillah as a birur, as being mevar, the toif and the ra, and so on and so forth. It says in Tanchum over here, it says the same thing. It says by Vayigash, he says, Rashi brings it, Vayigash has three meanings. Vayigash is lepius, Vayigash is a Muhammad, and Vayigash is a Tefillah. And it's very hard to understand. Vayigash means you became closer to somebody. You became closer to something. So in the closeness of Milchama, that's quite understandable. To fight something, you've got to engage in it. You can't fight something when you're out of firing range or out of wrestling range or whatever it is. Pius is certainly an act of kiruv. When you come, you approach someone for pius, and that's certainly a hagasha. What does it mean for tefillah? So one pshat one might think would mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the it means deeper. I mean, it's not only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the pshat when I don't daven for something, then I stand aside from the thing. In other words, I'm not being metapol with this nekuda. That's not what I'm doing. When I get closer to it, the minimal amount of sense of achrayus, a person can't possibly daven in a specific way for all the chaylim in the world. And not generally. I mean, you can say the words. You can force yourself to think. Great, there's so many chayim, we have to misfile them. But this, unless the person is connected to something, there's no makom tefillah. Just like, and this is the hadgasha. Just like to do a vayda on something, you need to touch it. You need to have some kesher with it. You need to hold it. It's the same thing by tefillah. Unless a person has some kesher to it, some kesher nafshi, there is not going to be tefillah. So the person, hagasha means the person saw it as being his inyan. So let's recap and let's understand the inyan here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chelek in the world that's nigla. And that belongs to everyone to do and to work and so on. That's the chelek of the bria that's shaykh to everyone. There's a chelek of the bria that's shaykh to Hester, which means in the chelek of the bria that's shaykh to Roiv, where Roiv is Toiv, that's benigla. But in everything in the world that's not Toiv, where the Roiv of Machriya that's not Toiv, there are hidden elements that are tov, b'chozes. Because nothing has a key without those hidden elements. That chelek, however, belongs to, say, Sisra Torah. That Sisra Torah, I mean, in the big, and the mechasanim Avram, in the big, big picture of being where HaKadosh Baruch Hu kabbalah is a chelik b'zahaga, where it's not apparent. Where the roiv is toiv, that chelik is apparent to us, and therefore we go basa that. Where the chelik that is not apparent, that's hidden, and that doesn't belong to most people. Avram Avinu. Hamechase Avram means because Avram had the koach to have a kesher to be shayach to those things that were not begoli. It says by Stoim, two inyanim of Stoim. Stoim and Amoyer was a terrible, terrible place. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there was two nekudas, two good things to take out from there. Rus and David HaMelech. It says Metzosi David Avdi, so Chazal says Veichem Metzosiu in Stoim. David HaMelech was in a kuda that was hidden in Stoim. So that means you have a whole rishis, a malchus or a shor called Stoim, and everything about Stoim is bad. So Avraham Avinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I'm going to do it, so Avram understood that there was a makam avoid over here. He wasn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't just telling him to keep him current on events. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him there's a makam avoid in Stoim and Amora, but it's a hidden makam avoid. It's a makam avoid where Yad Adam is not Taifesit and only Tefillah. And Avram Avinu began the process. Maybe there's 10 in each city. And he says, "Af tispet tzadik in Russia." The HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not destroy the tzadik along with the Russia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed that's toiv has a kiyum. And therefore, he told him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should. And therefore, he tried for 50, tried for 40, and so on, all the way down. That was the nature of the tefillah. The nature of the tefillah was trying to get at the nekuda that would be toiv over there. Even though that seemingly failed, David HaMelech, Rus, and David came from there. David HaMelech came from there. David HaMelech, it says, is the final shleimus of the Merkava, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and David. So he was so far hidden in Stoim that not even Avram was able to get to it. Avram didn't have the koyach to go and say maybe there's one nekuda, but Avram's tefillah was ma'ira that inyan to get to that nekuda. It says in Sefer Torah, the Arizal speaks a lot of. The Arizal says that the neshamas of Dor Stoim became nizgalgal in the in Dor Amidbar. The word Mizgalgal, we do not talk of Gugulam, we don't know what we're talking about. It's certainly not the way we picture it. But the one inyan that we know is whatever Nekuda of Toiv that there was in the Dor of Stoim found itself a tikkun, it found itself a revival in that world. Let's take an example. What we mean by these type of things? The when a person, sometimes you find a movement starts that's a kafiritic movement. It's a bad ideology, a terrible ideology, and so on and so forth. And it's destructive. And it's a churban. But a lot of times you find a residue of toiv is left in the world that that the nekuda of toiv. First, let's take nowadays. Communism was a churban otzum, and it was nelam from the world, but it left over a certain residue that society does have to care about all its people. Somehow along the line, a certain nekuda is left over. The derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nothing is brought to existence in the world that doesn't have a nekuda. Sometimes, the really when it's roiv toiv, it's roiv toiv, and it's toiv as such. Sometimes it has a nekuda behester that only a big person could possibly see, identify, and be mesiachas to. and when that happens, we're able to take it out. For instance, if somebody is very enthralled by a certain movement, person, ideal, and it's not good, but the fact that he's enthralled sometimes means there's a nekudah of tayv. Sometimes I'm just pointing out, I say, listen, this and this nekudah is very, very good, and that's the worth everything. The rest of it is not necessary, it's damaging, and it's bad. A lot of times the birur sichli alone is enough to do it. That sort of summary. And then there's an inyan where we're mispalel, and the kudos so far, the Avram's tefillas helped. They helped for the dor that the nekudos of Toiv and that dor should become part of the Midbar. It helped that David HaMelech should come out from it. It did help. It was past the place where even Avram could be Oymer on it, but it still helped. So it's Bechal. A person in our general worldview is that we're here to be Mekayim, the Toiv in the world. Every Metzias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, every Nekud of Toiv that's extant in the world needs to be there, should be there, should be encouraged, should flourish. That is what a person's Hashkafa is. The Olam HaMaisa applies to those things that are within reach of Olam HaMaisa. Olam HaTfila applies to those in Yanim that are out of the reach of my Maisa. They're past there, but I have a Hargosha. There's sometimes a Chava that I can push to doing good by talking to him. I should do that. Sometimes I don't have that help, but my heart hurts because I see there's a toiv in the person, a toiv that could come out, that could be developed, and is imprisoned, it's waiting to be toiv. That is where Olam HaTfila helps. Olam HaTfila helps because it required a Maisa Adam. If somebody else doesn't see the good in that person, so the tefillah that he has for him is a very perfunctory tefillah. Listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this person is ra, but you know what to do, and you should do it. That tefillah is perfunctory. Where I deher the nekuda in the person, I feel the toiv in the person, and I see it imprisoned, and I see it trapped in so much other stuff. That's where tefillah comes in. Tefillah reaches into the world as mechusa, as long as I have a glimpse of it, and it helps. The helping doesn't have to happen in its place. It doesn't have to happen now. It happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it to happen and be'ito b'zmano. But tefillah itself is not wasted ever, because that is chelak v'avodas adam. And if a person expresses his care for something through tefillah, that is the avodas adam. So tefillah over here is avodas adam. It's avodas adam that starts with hakara, where a person is makir that there's something wrong, something needed. A person needs to be, Reb Chaim Shabbos used to say that the soldiers, that the people davening used to have to go to the battlefield to see the soldiers, because you don't feel it unless you daven. You really have to deher the person's, you have to deher what demands the tefillah. You have to be shaykh to it. That is what tefillah is. Tefillah does not go wasted. There is no, the world never the tachlis of the world is never in a snapshot of the here and the now. If a chayla dies, lo aleinu, where the tefillah worked is not measured. You'll say, very simple, the person was sick, the doctor said he had a week to live, we davened, and he died in a week. So fascist is a failure. That's had we been dealing with things that are shayach to the niggle of the world, if I made an operation, the operation was supposed to help, and it didn't help, then my maisim were ineffective. In the world of tefillah, there is nothing as ineffective. In the world of tefillah, be'etzem deals with the things that are beyond grasp of a person. It deals with the chelik b'biras mechusa. It's certainly in ruchnius and even gashmius. When we're mispowled that there should be bracha b'maisi yadav. You don't, for instance, let's take an example. A person is trying to do something. He's trying to earn a living with something, and when it's foul and it doesn't work, and something else happens, and he has to go do something else, maybe that's the right thing for him to do. Maybe the point of doing the first thing was that he should see he's only cut out for the second thing. We don't know. It's the world of unknown. The Chazal gave us matbeis l'shenis, baruch aleinu, the saying bracha. The bracha b'mais yadayim is a surah that they gave us. Where it's going to and how it's going to, that's up to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mistayon shel bria. The first tefillah that we have of this nature is a tefillah that reached the furthest depths of the Bria. It went to a place where Avram had a glimpse that there's a makom tefillah, but couldn't even spot the makom tefillah. Avram Avinu's tefillah was kula bir. Maybe there's toiv, maybe his is toiv, maybe that's toiv, and other thing. His tefillah, he wasn't oimid al saif daitoy of what he's davening for, and yet that tefillah worked. Deeper than even he was misfal for, there was David HaMelech, there was the Nishamas that found its tikkun in a dar to come. The tefillah was effective in the most profound way that tefillah is effective. It starts a process that reaches to the deepest part of the Bria and it keeps going. There's a beautiful part from the Ma'ore Naim. He says that Avram is a dying oimed lifnei Hashem. That the pasuk pshat we learn is keilu he's a failure. He's still standing and davening, and the malachim are already going to destroy and to go. He says Avram Avinu is still standing, and tefillah, he was kaveya tefillah. Avram was the first person he was follow. The first tefillah that we have is from Avram, and so on. The tefillah of Avram, as Avram put it down, still stands in Klai Yisrael. The amud of tefillah is Avram Avinu, meaning that the ikar point of tefillah is for the things that we can't do anything about, that they're out of our grasps, and further than that, even things that we barely have a sense of it, and the tefillah is still effective, even though we may or may not ever see the tefillah.